Tired of the hassle and risks of manual fruit cutting? Let me introduce our partners over at Supercut System, the automated solution that enhances safety, quality, and efficiency. Cut up to 120 perfect citrus wedges per minute, 6 times faster than manual. Patented technology delivers consistent slices, reducing waste and eliminating plastic. The contactless hygienic design lowers contamination risk and workplace injuries. Supercut integrates seamlessly for any volume, improve profitability and customer experience. Experience the power of automation with Supercut. Get started today at supercut.com and be sure to ask about their risk-free trials.
Elevate your dining experience with Rack Porcelain USA. As the exclusive tableware brand for the Walk and Talk podcast, Rack combines exceptional craftsmanship with innovative design. Whether you're a chef, a restaurant owner, or a food enthusiast, Rack's high-quality porcelain products will enhance every meal. Discover the artistry of food presentation and make every dining occasion special. Visit RackPorcelain.com today and see how Rack can transform your table. Chefs and food buyers, let me tell you about a product that will generate new excitement on your menu. Fully cooked, pasture-raised, all-natural Australian lamb from Aussie Select. Their award-winning, handcrafted, innovative products are blended with the finest spices and amazing flavors. Options include agave rosemary, tikka masala, lamb pastrami, and lamb prime rib roast. Available sliced or whole with a long shelf life too. Find out more at AussieSelect.com.
Tired of the hassle and risks of manual fruit cutting? Let me introduce our partners over at Supercut System, the automated solution that enhances safety, quality, and efficiency. Cut up to 120 perfect citrus wedges per minute, 6 times faster than manual. Patented technology delivers consistent slices, reducing waste and eliminating plastic. The contactless hygienic design lowers contamination risk and workplace injuries. Supercut integrates seamlessly for any volume. Improve profitability and customer experience. Experience the power of automation with Supercut. Get started today at supercut.com and be sure to ask about their risk-free trials.
All right. Can you believe it? It is 5:03 on day four. We have another about hour left to go. We are still live in Dallas. This is recorded in Dallas live at the World Food Championship. We have another than Michael Hogan, who has just got done, literally just got done doing a fight club. Fight club. That's fight club. That's what it was. We just got done eating for the first time, Pooch and I, so we're kind of excited.
Got a little energy.
We'll talk about that MRE first, and then we'll drop right over to Michael. What did you think about that contest, and why don't you tell the listeners what that contest was about?
So the contest was our veterans. Today is Veterans Day, and it was very clever in asking them to use an MRE, a meal ready to eat, that they would usually eat when they're out in the field, and kind of convert it with their own ideas and spices and other proteins and things, but at the same time, having to incorporate, the more they incorporated, the kind of the more credit they got for what they utilized out of the MRE. Which seems kind of easy in certain ways, but those things are packed with so much salt. So you're having to balance a lot of different things out. So I really thought they both teams executed really, really well.
Yeah, I definitely do.
There was one team that I would have eaten the whole meal 3 or 4 times in a row.
Yeah, well, Carl had fun, too. I literally had to tell Carl there, Bucky, I'm like, hey, and he tapped him on the shoulder. I'm like, slow down. Slow down.
Yes, you did. I would... I can't imagine eating.
It's been so long.
I'm joking. I had some good, some really good tacos earlier.
Actually, I must admit, I had a couple of those tacos as well, amazing. And they are fire.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's a charcoal company, too.
Yes, it's Texas barbecue.
Yeah.
Texas,
charcoal.
Texas charcoal. Not Texas barbecue. Charcoal company. Yeah.
Very high quality stuff.
Yeah. And they even made boudin,
which I thought was so cool,
which is a Louisiana thing, but these Texas boys did it really, really well.
Yeah, and that's coming from you. That's big time, because you know how to make that now. It's just your episode on that Geo.
Yes, sir.
So that's awesome.
Yes,
Chef, I'm sitting here staring at you, and I'm seeing, like, 2016, 2017, 2018, 2019, 2021, 2022. You need more room.
Yeah, I actually have a new chef coat coming.
Awesome.
It's the gal's supposed to drop it out there in a little bit. Metals. So it's got my new logo on it too. So
that's awesome. That, so on your hat is the new logo.
Yeah. So the C stands for chef. The M is for Mike, and then or Michael, and then the H is for Hogan. And then if you notice, there's four little dots, and our old logo was, well, our old name was Spice Your Life from Your Meats. And so, but we had a four-leaf clover.
Say that slower again, because I thought I heard you. But
Spice Your Life. Rub Your Meats.
I
wanted that so I could sell a t-shirt that said Rub Your Meat on the back of it. So, but and I sold it to you.
I just did.
So our logo, I might still have some at home. I'll ship it to you. But our logo is a four-leaf clover. So the four dots on the hat represents that four-leaf clover. So we brought the old into the new. So that's what it stands for. So
chef.
Yes.
Week or two before WFC, I'm looking on my phone, you know, on Instagram, and I see you got the big, you're putting your arms up in the air, doing the muscle flex thing, and I'm like, Michael Hogan's coming back, he's inspired, he's ready to go, you know, this is year 7, year 8, all of the above, and then I see you, and you tell me about this spiral downhill that you had health-wise, so, like, tell us, and we don't have to get into detail what was going on, but, I mean, you really had to pull yourself, you debated on whether or not you wanted to come out this year.
It was 2 months, so, like, Labor Day weekend, I actually got dehydrated, passed out, and I cut my head open. So I actually had 2 staples, and I have the scar in the back of my head, and because I'm almost bald, you can see it pretty good. But then I got a bad case of food poisoning that I had for almost a week and a half. I woke up one morning, passed out, woke up. I'd take one of those aluminum catering pans into the bathroom with me. I fell on it, completely crushed it. That's how hard I fell. Ended up having some internal bleeding. Called 911, went to the hospital, was intensive care for 3 days. Wow. And that was back on October 11th. So I've been kind of healing up from that. I had some low hemoglobin and some iron blood issues, and the doctor's like, you're not going to World Food. And I'm like, well, you can tell me I'm not going, but when I get home, there's nothing you can do to stop me. But also what happened when I fell on my shoulder. So right now, I can't lift my arm above the bottom of my chest, and I can't extend it out. And so with the MRI that they did, they said, well, we don't think it's your rotator cuff, but you have some torn muscles, some tendons in there. And when you get back from World Food, we'll look at it and see if we can reevaluate it. But then because I'd been on short-term disability and not working, I didn't get a disability check. I didn't have the money to come. And the week before I got here, last week, I had my brother and sister-in-law from Texas send me $300. I had the Nebraska Pork Producers, which I do a lot of stuff for. They sent me $500. And then a gentleman who used to sponsor me and pay for our condo, basically, he called me up. He had sold his business, so I thought that money was gone. Literally, last Thursday, he calls me up, let's do coffee, and he hands me a check for $1,500.
Wow.
So I was able to make it here. And so I was able to
come. Gentleman's name, because he deserved the recognition. So unless he wants to be anonymous.
His name is John Matthews.
Thank you, John Matthews.
He had a company called Justman Brush, but he sold it, so it's no longer around. But even the Nebraska Pork Producers, they were like, you know, the lady I deal with goes, you know, Mike does so much for us. He helps us out. He creates recipes for us. You know, he's really a rock star, and we need to help him. So, sorry if I tear up a little bit. You know, it's just amazing. And then when I got here, there's so many people that I didn't even know were paying attention. And they're like, Mike, you're here. I'm like, yeah. And they're like, dude, that's a hell of a story that you made it. So yeah, that's what happened. So I'm here and I'm fighting, and I'm, you know, and I had to fight yesterday and I'm fighting today. And luckily I have PJ and Stephanie, my sous chefs, yesterday just really helped me, because I can't lift my arm to do hardly anything. So, but I was able to chop with one hand and do some things, so it was good. But that's the story.
You know, at the end of the day, a chef is a chief.
Yeah.
You know, so even you can delegate and you know, be a leader and how they execute the food how you want it to be executed, that's even better.
And the thing about it is we had talked about it for a while, and so they knew exactly what needed to be done, and all they did was make a prep list, and they went right through it. And it was just, I mean, it was just like, I was actually kind of bored. So, but yeah, we did it, and we got on the bubble. We got seventh place, but because of the new scoring this year, we were on the bubble, so we had to do the bike club today, and we'll find out the results of that in a little bit.
I hope that you can continue to keep stacking those years on as you keep on going. It's awesome.
Well, this just means the years that I participate. It doesn't mean that those are the years I won, but last year, we got sixth overall in the bacon category, so I'm looking for that second medal.
And that's in the world, people. You know, you might think, okay, well, that's sixth, and he's not number one. That's in the world. Yeah, that's out of everyone in the world. He is the sixth, ranked number six in bacon. Not bacon, bacon.
Yeah. That's the magic deal. It's the duct tape of all food is what that's called.
The food group, bacon. Bacon's a food group.
Yeah, it's its own magical food. So I want to point out something to the listeners, and that what we've heard from several of the competitors is that we've always heard this story about community involvement and how the restaurant industry is. And, you know, we're competing against each other, and we all know chefs have no ego whatsoever. So to see someone like you need that helping hand and what the community did for you speaks a volume for what kind of individual you are. So hats off, man.
So really, even like today, you know.
All right, welcome back to World Food Championships here.
Even like today, there were some issues where I had a lady come in from California who wanted to be part of the group. She came in and helped me serve the bike club.
I just met her.
Mary Lee.
Yeah, just met her over here.
Yeah, and then my buddy Vince, who I do some oils and vinegar stuff with, he came in from Michigan, and he helped me at the bike club because PJ and Stephanie had some other people they needed a sous chef for. So, and literally, we ended up having three or four people kind of tag in and out during the bike club so that I had support, and all I could do was talk to the people and promote myself. So it was really great how everybody's come around. So the World Food Championship is more like more than the restaurant community. The reason we're like family here,
right?
I mean, we know a lot of each other, and we just always support each other. So if you need something, I got it, I give it to you, you know.
Yeah, so, I love that. And that's the camaraderie is what I've seen.
Yeah.
You know, being a part of the American Culinary Federation for like 29 years. And I come here and I'm seeing this, and I'm seeing people like, hey, what's going on? Sean Paul, I walk past him, and he's like, he hugs somebody. He's like, I haven't seen you, and what's going on? And I'm like, wow, this is, it's not only at the ACF, it's not only at Cater Source, and the camaraderie of the restaurant or the service industry or people that love to cook, it's just stunning.
Sean Paul's awesome. He's always been one of my competitors in bacon.
He's a great Uber driver.
I've always competed against him in bacon, and we always wish each other the best of luck because, you know, that's kind of it is. You know, at the end of the day, we're all friends, but when it comes down to the competition, I mean, really, I tell people, I'm competing against myself in the clock. Nobody else matters because I can't control what they do. I can only control what I do. So, and that's the way my attitude is about it. So,
you know, it might be kind of an off question. You're very calm, right? I've only seen you very relaxed.
It's the drugs, medical drugs.
But do you come alive when you start cooking?
Oh yeah,
I feel like that's where all of your energy goes into.
Yeah, I'm a dick.
Herd chef.
Oh my God, wee chef.
And it might be the bourbon that's in my glass, but you know, I'm not supposed to say that.
You deserve it.
So,
enjoy yourself.
I think you're allowed to.
I think the reason why he's kind of relaxed right now is because it's over. I remember I saw you early this morning. He's like, I could do it now, but I only have to this time. And I'm like, I'd rather your head be in the game and not looking at your clock or your watch. And I'll come by later. I'm like, I'm glad we did this. Even they're announcing right now. They're announcing.
Anytime I get a text from the storekeeper.
Soup bite.
To make sure
bite fight or bike club.
That's for the people who got to do bike club tomorrow.
Bike club, thank you, Cameron.
Yeah,
my brain's fried.
Yeah, I'm waiting to find out if I make the seventh person so cook tomorrow. And if I do, I got to go shopping tonight and cook first thing in the morning. So
now, did you get a golden ticket, or you had to go from like the opening day?
Actually, because I placed sixth last year, I got an automatic berth for this year. I just had to pay my entry fee. So,
interesting.
So what I made last year went to my entry fee. It was the exact same amount.
Well, that's awesome. I mean, so,
evens out, you know, at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Well, Chef, we're going to have to wrap up because these guys are going to overpower us on the microphone.
Yeah, no problem.
I all want right, to thank you so much for being here and for being the inspiration to all the chefs and everyone who's listening here to know that no matter when you think you're down and out, there's always, if you're a good person, there's always going to be good people that are going to lift you up, and you're a testament to that.
Yeah, I have a saying that says,
because you are going for public vote. They'll be scanning a barcode to vote for who their favorite is, and that's how this will be decided. So, make a great bite of food, entertain, make them want to vote for you, because this is done by
Pooch,
fan
go ahead and say something.
Votes. Good luck, guys. So make your way over to the pantry right now.
All right.
Show you there. Hello.
No, just perfect.
All right, if you want to just start off with, I have a saying, we can edit that
just
in.
Just a few five, more housekeeping four, rules. I want three, to give you a two, kind of a rundown one. On...
So I have a saying, and it's hands down, and people probably think, oh, you're a competitive chef. You think you're this egotistical chef. Because there's a lot of them out there, but hands down tells about me never giving up and everything I've been through in my life. And just my little story is just, there's so much more to it, but... I pushed through everything, and even like, you know, right now, I'm like, I'm not giving up. I'm going to World Food, and that's the way it is. So that's my mission. Hands down, never surrender.
Love it.
It's awesome. Well, hands down, the world deserves you, brother. The world deserves you as the number six in the world.
You can catch me on Chef Michael Hogan on Facebook.
Pleasure meeting you.
Love it.
Thank you
so much. Stop by tomorrow, man. Definitely. You're definitely going to be here. I have a funny feeling.
Thank you.
All right, y'all. You have a great awesome. Rest of your day. Stay tuned. There's more to come.
As quickly as we can, but
good job. How do I listen to that?
Let me tell you about my friends over at Citrus America and their amazing juicing equipment. They're revolutionizing the way you enjoy freshly squeezed juice. They're at the best hotels, restaurants, and markets. Their mission is simple. Develop a unique consumer experience with on-premise juicing, deliver healthy taste options to clientele, and juice more faster. It's that easy. Citrus America supplies the highest quality juicing equipment and solutions in the industry. So whether you're a small business owner or a large corporation, Citrus America has the right juicing equipment for you. Find out more at citrusamerica.com.
Get ready to innovate and organize your workspace with Metro. As the industry leader in storage and productivity solutions, Metro is here to transform and organize your kitchen. With their premium solutions, you'll experience the Metro difference. Metro's sturdy and versatile shelving units, workstations, holding cabinets, and utility carts are designed to streamline operations and maximize your productivity. Don't settle for imitators. Metro products last longer and offer unparalleled quality and durability. Plus, many customization options ensure that your workspace is tailored to your unique needs. Visit their website or contact them today to start designing your perfect space. Metro Shelving, your partner in organization and efficiency.
Let me tell you about my friends over at Citrus America and their amazing juicing equipment. They're revolutionizing the way you enjoy freshly squeezed juice. They're at the best hotels, restaurants, and markets. Their mission is simple. Develop a unique consumer experience with on-premise juicing, deliver healthy taste options to clientele, and juice more faster. It's that easy. Citrus America supplies the highest quality juicing equipment and solutions in the industry. So whether you're a small business owner or a large corporation, Citrus America has the right juicing equipment for you. Find out more at citrusamerica.com.